Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the virtue of spending the night in worship. In other words, the virtue of the Tahajjud Salah. So we're doing various ahadith with regards to the Tahajjud Salah. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqumu min al-layli hatta tanfattara qadamahu. فقلت له لما تصنع هذا يا رسول الله وقد غفر لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر قال أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا متفق عليه وعن المغيرة بن شعبة نحوه متفق عليه حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to stand in salah, talking about tahajjud salah, salat at night, until his feet would become swollen. I asked him, why do you do this when all your past and future sins have been forgiven? He replied that, should I not be a grateful servant of Allah Ta'ala? Imagine what a thing Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand for so long in salah. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha thought that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing to make dua, asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she thought that this standing extra was him beseeching Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Therefore she asked this question, then why do you do this when all your past and future sins have been forgiven? Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, should I not be a grateful servant? Look at it, how many ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Many ni'mat, many favors Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. But yet, we don't show enough shukr, we don't show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the performance of tahajjud salah is a great proof that a person is grateful to Allah Ta'ala, since it comprises of striving against the desires. A person wakes up, he strives against his desires, and he makes an effort to go against that desire to sleep. This is a sign that this person has great shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is a person makes tawbah, he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. The other is a person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer is one that keeps both in mind. One is he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and the other is always show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more hadith. When Ali radiallahu anhu anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taraqahu wa Fatima laylan faqala ala tusalliyan muttafaqun alayh taraqahu atahu laylan. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that one night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anhu and said that, are you not going to perform salah? So can you picture this? One is the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming out to them at night and asking them that, are you not going to perform salah? Ulama explained that if this was an ordinary salah, in other words, no special virtue it had, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have come to his daughter and son-in-law in the middle of the night to ask them, ala tusalliyan, are you too not going to be performing salah? In other words, because of the importance of tahajjud salah and because of the virtue of tahajjud salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to them to bring it to the attention that this is a very important salah. So ulama explained from this is because of the virtue of tahajjud salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to them. Otherwise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wouldn't have disturbed them. If it was something that was just by the way, something casual, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have disturbed him. But the fact that this is an important salah in a believer's life, therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started off with his own family. Here we find that it was the habit and the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it came to putting or doing good deeds, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would encourage his family first, that you be the ones first to be doing and striving and doing good deeds. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq also, that what we love for ourselves, we love for our family, we love for our brothers, we love for everyone else, in a nice way, in a beautiful way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't shout at them, he didn't reproach them, he encouraged them in such a beautiful way. Ala tusalliyan, are you too not going to be performing salah at this time? In other words, encouraging them to do this tahajjud salat. As we'll go tomorrow and other hadith, we'll see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes would just give ishara, and on that ishara means he just give a gesture. And just on the gesture, Sahaba will take that gesture to heart, and they would continue with it, even if it was a gesture of the tahajjud salat. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that perform tahajjud salat, perform it, And then she gives a reason why. And the reason wasn't a very, very lengthy reason, because you'll get this in Jannat and you'll get that and this will happen to your dunya and this is the rewards, nothing. The only reason she said perform tahajjud salat. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform tahajjud salat. In other words, if a person is a ashiki rasul, he has a true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that reason is more than enough for him. Perform it because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform it. My Nabi did it, I don't need any more fazail. That for me is enough. My Nabi would wake up and he'll perform tahajjud salat. For me that is enough. So Allah Pa, give us the tawfiq also, the true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he loved, we love. What he disliked, we dislike. Allah Pa, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.